So this is catching up with Paul up at the college here. First of all, the residences will have a whole bunch of new living accommodation coming soon.
That's right. We're pretty much doubling our resident space from about 100 to about 196. And so soon we'll be able to house a lot more of our students who attend the college.
Was it hard for them to stay on a timeline, the construction side of it? I'm sure you're back and forth with the construction teams then.
We've had a few delays, for the reasons that everybody understands, COVID and materials right now. But we're going to be opening two of the buildings in November, and then the other three will be opening in January. And that's when we get another intake of students for the second semester.
Right. Is there anything special about these new residences that maybe differ from the existing, or just part of the construction and what they're going to look like and feel like for the students that will be attending and living in them then?
Sure. Yeah, it's actually going to be quite different. We did a lot of questioning of the prospective students to see what they would want. So we actually have five separate buildings. They're all designed to a very high standard of energy efficiency. There's a courtyard that's a central courtyard with a barbecue pit, so it's a bit of a common area. And each of the units has its own bathroom, and that was something that the students had actually requested that we built into the design.
It's interesting because they put a lot of the supplies in the running track area, and I see them going back and forth every day. I guess they really become your company here at College of the Rockies. They've really kept a lot of activity rolling, at least on the east side of the building, haven't they?
Yeah, they have, and we have a lot of local contractors here. As you can see, the parking lot is filled with their trucks, but they're getting us there. They're getting us to the opening that we're looking forward to, and so we really do appreciate it.
Are some of the students that are going to be living there living in other places right now?
There are some, yes, because of course we although we're delivering a lot of our programs by distance, there's quite a few of them, including nursing and the trades, where students have to be on campus every day. So there is a real demand to be in these residences.
Will each residence, for example, if there's a bunch of construction people, will a lot of construction people live in one residence and a bunch of nurses in the other, or it doesn't work that way?
No, it's actually, it's really on a first-come, first-served basis for students. And I think, you know, there will be a lot of demand. I've described it as a million-dollar view. We're, of course, up here on the slope overlooking the Cranbrook and the mountains. So I think that we'll get a lot of demand, and it doesn't matter which program you're in, you'll just be you'll be put into a residence if you get in early enough.
How about for yourself personally? We'll just kind of swing over to your coming here to College of the Rockies. Do you like what you see and what you're working around here then?
Oh yeah, no, I love it. It's an institution that really knows what it's here for. We're here to meet community needs and to deliver a student experience, which, you know, because of our small size and the small size of classes, it's a very individualized experience. And students can start here and go anywhere. One of the residence buildings is going to be for wheelchair access, so it has a wheelchair a friendly design and also an elevator installed in it. So we'll actually have enough space to accommodate at least 15 to 20 people who have some disabilities.
The Jim Pattison Building of Excellence, and this is at Okanagan College in Penticton, and I'm just putting this in. If you can answer, if you can't, you can't. When you have an energy efficient building, room temperature is actually a little bit cooler, and they have it where the windows will open back and forth. Does this have any of that at all?
Actually, yeah, we have built this to the highest standard and we have within the BC program. And so actually students will find that it's probably much more energy efficient than other accommodations they've been in.
Yeah, that's fine. Thank you. Hometown Winnipeg, you were saying off microphone?
Yeah, I am from Winnipeg, and so this is quite a difference. First the mountains, and I'm looking forward to a mild winter.
You came direct from Winnipeg to here then?
Directly from Winnipeg to here, yes.